This episode is sponsored by MyBookie.ag, the safest place to play.
Okay, well, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
I started getting...
Puppy monkey baby.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by the tragedy I have hitched my wagon to, Mr. Mike Napier, getting a soda. Perfect fucking time to go get a soda. We're also joined, of course,
delicious.
You fucking asshole. Been talking to you for a half hour. Idle Hand starts playing. Time to go get a soda, right,
Mike? Let me say the N-word.
We're also joined by the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello, Travis.
Hello, I already have my soda, i.e. vodka tonic.
Drunk will be stumbling his way in here momentarily. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. There is
so excited.
So much to discuss. Before the show, I've been talking to Napier for a while now. We've been sitting here having a chat. Looks like the conversation is going on 22 minutes? And Napier was quite fired up, Travis, before you jumped on here. He's
what
quite fired up.
What was the fire in his loins?
Travis, I hate things.
I know this about you.
I hate people being disingenuous. I hate bullshit. When you're going to do something and you're going to, of course... Not all of these people do it, but some of them do. Some of them criticize others for doing the exact same thing they are, and that makes me angry, because fuck those guys.
Are you drunk? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about vegan cold-cut sandwiches.
Ooh,
that's not delish. A fucking thing.
Travis, Napier went on like a quest to find a better way to make sandwiches. I don't see what the mystery is. You get a piece of bread? Put some meat in it, the meat of your choice. You pick the meat.
And some bread. You got
some cheese.
Spread.
Yeah, maybe something to get a little wet. Hey, if you're feeling crazy, put a little lettuce on it. Get some crunch. You know what I'm saying?
A little tomato. I like a little tomato if I'm getting real crazy.
You gotta put the herbs on there. You gotta put oregano or some kind of herb on there. You gotta put your fucking vinegar on there.
Lunchtime sandwich.
No, you got to class this fucking thing up.
Well, there you go. I mean, it seems like you got it pretty figured out. What's the complication here? What are you going to learn from the internet on how to make a sandwich?
Like Indiana Jones going on a quest for the Holy Grail here. It's just a sandwich.
And Napier finds a recipe for a vegan sandwich, Travis. It's and it makes him mad. He's mad about the vegan sandwich.
You got to try it.
It's no, I'm not going to try it. I can just try a regular sandwich made out of meat.
Yeah, but the thing about this, Napier, though, is you are not a vegan, so you can partake in vegan food and also any other food you want because you don't put restrictions on yourself. So you have the higher power here.
Why would I put something in my mouth lesser quality than what I could just put in my mouth?
Well, what do you mean lesser quality? Maybe it's healthier for you. Maybe it's good for you to not consume so much animal products.
Could be delicious.
I'm 270 pounds.
Yeah,
I'm
it like sounds like you're doing some shit wrong, buddy.
Yeah, dude, I'm like 4 coffin nails away from the fucking grave. But check this shit out. Tofurkey.
Okay. Have you tried
That's bullshit. You don't get to have turkey if you're a vegan. Turkey is for people who eat meat. You
not turkey.
Fucks.
It's not turkey. It's tofurkey. Yeah, you're not eating meat.
No. You don't get to eat meat if
not,
you're a
You're
vegan.
Not eating meat. You're eating tofurkey.
Not eating meat. Tofu.
It tastes like meat. You right. should say to right. yourself, I don't want to eat meat. I am a vegan.
Yeah, right. They don't want to eat meat. That's why they're eating tofurkey.
Yeah, I don't think Jolly Ranchers really are real cherries. I think it's cherry flavored. And they're good.
Yeah, if you're anti-cherry, you shouldn't be able to eat Jolly Ranchers that taste like cherry.
They're lying to themselves.
They
got to
eat something, Napier. They got to eat something. What do you want them to do?
They don't want to eat meat, yet they eat things that taste like meat.
Yeah, they don't want to kill animals. They want the flavor of the animal, so they cook it up in a lab.
Got to get some protein, man, or else they're going to turn all yellow. You seen a vegetarian? They look like shit, Napes. They look awful.
They really do. They really.
Travis, do you have any clothes made out of animal skin, like an animal skin belt or animal skin shoes or, fuck it, an animal skin hat?
I have a leather jacket.
You have a leather jacket. If you're a vegan, why would you propagate a style of clothing made out of something that you find fucking horrible?
I don't think they wear actual leather, though.
It doesn't matter.
They wear faux leather.
They're wearing leather.
It's like people who wear fake fur. They're not actually wearing fox anymore. It's something that looks like fox.
Exactly. Why propagate a style of clothing that you don't like? You don't like leather. You don't like fur. Don't wear things that look like that because you don't like that. You can't go back and say, I don't like this, but I'm going to wear something that looks exactly like it. It's like wearing a Klan costume and hating the Klan. No, you hate the Klan. Don't put on the fucking Klan costume.
You gotta take back the costume. You take back the sheets.
You take
exactly.
it back.
Exactly.
You take it back.
You take
Just
back
be a ghost
your,
man.
Yeah, you take back the sheets or the pillow casings.
Ooh, I'm a ghost. I'm a creepy ghost.
Exactly. If you don't like something, stay away from it. That includes meat. That includes things that might happen to taste like meat.
Does that mean I should quit my job, like, immediately? I don't like that. I got to stay away from it?
No,
stay
sir.
Stay away from jobs, Travis. You don't like those.
You gotta stay away from that shit.
What you're mad about isn't something you should be mad about. Let me tell you something you should be mad about, Napier. Let me tell you something that you should be mad about. Did you know that the Chinese, they have a space station that they lost control of a year ago? And
dude, there's all kinds of things up there that nobody has anything control over. It's just going to fall to Earth.
They think this goddamn thing is going to fall to Earth like sometime before the end of the year. It's going to deorbit and it's just going to fucking fall, and a few hundred pounds of metal space garbage is just going to come plummeting to the goddamn Earth, Napier.
Did the atmosphere burn the shit out of that, though?
They're going to, the space station itself is a couple of tons, but they think that after all this entering the atmosphere and stuff, they're going to burn off a lot of it. But a few hundred pounds of space metal is just going to come plummeting to Earth. They don't know when it's going to hit. They just said that, you know, hey, we probably have a few hours notice when all this stuff is going to hit.
So and what's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem? It's going to fall on us.
So? I mean, 100 pounds of anything, you know, over the entire Earth isn't a big deal.
I hope it hits my truck in my driveway because I got insurance and I really need a new vehicle.
Napier, they said that there is a 1 in 3,200 chance of it hitting someone. But
I'm pretty sure you have a better chance of choking to death on a McRib sandwich than getting hit by that fucking space debris.
But it's like a 1 in a trillion chance that it's going to hit you. Like, it's not very likely that it's going to hit you, but there's a pretty good chance that it's going to hit someone.
Or it could fall in the ocean, which is most of the Earth.
Motherfuckers in the chat calling me Chicken Little. It's happening. It's happening. The scientists, they say it's coming. This goddamn space garbage is just going to fall, and it's going to land on somebody.
Okay, Mike, how many rocks fall out of the sky daily? Like, shit from space.
Why would rocks fall out of the sky?
What?
Why would rocks fall out of the sky?
Because there are rocks in space.
What are they doing up there?
They're coming here to us because we have gravity. There's rocks. There's fucking rocks made out of metal. They're going to fall and come into the Earth's atmosphere, and some of it's going to hit the ground. Put it in.
No. If that happens, then we have that Armageddon movie, and then they got to go up and break it in half.
Let's build a wall.
Liquid space says wall. A large rock hits the Earth about every 2 hours. I don't believe that, but we're not talking about the rocks. We're talking about space garbage.
You know, the Earth's a big place, dude. Earth's a big fucking place. And 100 pounds is a little fucking thing.
Yeah, you say that now, but just wait till this goddamn space station lands on somebody.
Well, if it takes my fucking legs, I'll sue them.
And you're worried about goddamn tofurkey. Motherfuckers gotta eat something, Napes. They gotta eat something.
Yeah, they get to eat lettuce, they get to eat tomatoes, they get to eat bread, depending on how vegan they're taking this shit. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, not really, but maybe they can put some honey on it. They can't put honey on it really because they're vegan, and honey comes from bees, and bees are kind of like an animal, but you can't eat it because it's an animal. But maybe you're not that big into being vegan, you can eat some fucking honey.
They lost track of this thing like a year ago. It's just been out floating, and they think it's going to fall to the Earth soon. But if they lost track of it, can't they find that on a satellite some and shoot it with a cannon? How have they not been able to like go up there and get it?
The Earth is a big place, and space is bigger.
Wonder how crazy vegans get with like the no animal product. Like, how do you look into that when you're talking about all this processed garbage?
You literally can't eat candy. You can't eat candy as a vegan.
Like a Twinkie's probably got some kind of animal byproduct in it, right? Some like fat or some shit in there.
No, it's cream. You can't eat cream. You can't.
Well, it's not real cream.
Six of one dozen in the other.
It'd be a real pain in the ass to be a vegan. You'd have to just like grow your own fucking indoor garden, and just that's all you eat is your fucking indoor garden shit.
Exactly.
You'd never leave the house.
The grass in front of your house is the only thing you can eat.
Just enjoy that.
Even if you eat only the grass in front of your house, you might come across a fucking aphid. And right, then you destroy everything.
Right. Yeah, some kind of eggs that some animal left behind. I've seen vegans, like, fucking suck down bags of candy before. And that, you know, I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to think they're eating meat products.
No, you can't eat caramel as a vegan. You can't eat those little sugar heart bullshits. You can't.
No gummy bears for sure.
Oh, God, no. You can't eat fucking gummy bears. That's made out of collagen. You can't eat that shit. That's made out of, like, horse kneecaps.
Do you
can't
want
eat that shit?
I love gummy bears.
Do you want an insight into the mind of Mike this past week, guys?
Yeah, I do.
You want to know what happened? So last week, Travis tried out a new microphone.
MC Hulse.
And when he first got on and we were listening to it, you know, I thought, oh, Travis sounded really good. But then, like, when I listened back to the podcast, I was like, you know, Travis kind of sounds pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And in my mind, like, right now when I'm listening to you, Travis, I think you sound better.
But, sure.
Like, throughout the week, my mind has bounced around. You know, I'm kind of a weird guy, Travis. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm kind of a weird guy. And throughout the week, I've been thinking, you know what? I bet Travis didn't even try out the new microphone, and he's just trying to trick me.
Yep.
And
big trick.
So I went so far as to ask Matt Chuck from the Lotus Cast to listen to the show and tell me if he could tell a difference. And he said, no, I couldn't tell a difference. And I was trying to get Matt to like, infiltrate Travis and like, you know, strike up a conversation with him and ask him. So, hey, Travis, you know, are you trying to trick Mike? Are you know, trying to, you know, get in there. And you know, I guess I could have just asked you. And he, why would you try to trick me, Travis? I'm being silly.
There'd be no reason. My USB mic is sitting on the floor to my left, underneath my comic book spinner rack right now. I'm going so far as to hold this microphone when I used to like be able to not hold a microphone.
So I'm being silly, is what you're saying? I'm being silly.
You're a silly Billy.
People in the chat are saying I might have a problem. I think I might, because you know, I've been like, that's,
well, this is
throughout the week. That's all I could. Years. I've been consumed with it. I've been trying to figure out, how am I going to trick Travis into telling me that he was trying to trick me? But right now, as I listen, I'm listening on my headphones live, and I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, Travis sounds better, I think. Travis sounds better. Napier sounds awful. Maybe it's like a contrast. Like, you sound so much better than Napier.
Because he's gone, yeah, right. You're used to hearing Napier next to you, and since he's not next to you anymore, now
yeah, I mean, compared to Napier, you sound great.
Well, I'm also near death, so
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's deteriorating, Napier. Somebody said that they listened to an old episode the other day, and they heard like how you used to sound compared to now, and they said that you just sound like you're going to die like really soon. Like, just comparing one to the other, like you go back 2 years even, and you sound really bad.
It's hard. You can't compare somebody to their younger selves, though. That's not fair. I had a lot more piss and vinegar in me, you know, a couple of years ago as well. I'm that much closer to, we're all that much closer to death. It's been, you know, 2-3 years.
Drunk, doesn't Travis sound better?
He does.
It's not my imagination.
He sounds like he's sitting right here next to
you
us.
You don't think he's trying
he
to trick
happier.
Us?
No.
You don't think he's trying to trick us?
No, sir.
Travis sounds like a happy person.
I'm pretty happy today, only because I went yesterday to see a Packer game. It was raining, so I wasn't too keen on that. But that tapered off. But to watch them lose in their own stadium makes me so very happy. Watch 48,000 Packer fans leave just like with their heads down, unhappy.
Was it good to go and see Brett Hundley play?
He's good. McCarthy chained his fucking hands. The guy just had him fucking handing off the ball left and right, so there's nothing that kid could do. He ran a touchdown in. He looked good there.
Drunk, if I told you that a space station was falling to the Earth,
okay,
what would the odds of it landing on you have to be for you to be concerned? And let me ask you this. Are you concerned if there's not a very good likelihood that it's going to land on you, but there's a pretty good likelihood that it's going to land on somebody?
I feel like there'd be a good likelihood of just landing in the ocean, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned.
You're not worried?
It's more likely that we're to be murdered in a mass shooting in an IHOP, Mike, than a space station falling from the sky
IHOP
and hitting us
good.
In the head.
I might have to ask my lady if she wants to go to IHOP tonight.
That was all it took to influence you?
Yeah.
Just the mention of IHOP and you're on board?
Yeah.
Forgetting about the space station.
What was that thing? Like,
yeah.
What was that, a French toast donut they had or some shit recently?
Yeah. And they brought back the stuffed French toast. That stuff's good.
Oh, it's like heart attack inducing shit. But they put like strawberries on it, so it's got to be good.
Travis, turn your video on. Let me see you holding the microphone.
I will turn my video. Are you still on this?
Let me see you holding it.
I'm taking a picture of the
whole I know here. What your old microphone looked like, Travis. I'll know. You're taking too long.
No, I'm trying to find the... Oh, yeah, here it is.
Drunkie's taking too long.
I'm taking so long. I had just enough time to...
I'll be damned.
Hey, look at that.
Pop the video.
Mystery solved. I didn't even have to send in Matt Chuck as a secret agent.
Now you just need one of these fancy stands and a spit guard.
Here's the other one. It's on the floor. I can't.
Like, how do you know the one you sent him is plugged in?
I don't know that. I don't know that, Napier. I don't know.
He's just sitting with it. He hasn't.
He's doing like a double dong show with the two microphones. It's pretty sexy. I wish you guys could see it.
Travis, you need to take your camera and point it toward your USB jack to make sure we can see that it is actually plugged in. Don't half-ass this.
Drunk, did you see the flat drunk submission that we got where somebody taped you to a drone and took you up in the sky?
I did not.
It was pretty impressive. I liked it.
Was it a video?
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was a video. Somebody taped you up to a drone and took you up in the sky. It was Matt from the Waffle Sunday podcast. It was a pretty good...
That's not the same guy that gave us the dick pic.
No. It wasn't the guy that put it on his balls.
Okay.
So I liked that one. I thought that one was fun. You've never been in the sky drunk. Well, people have taken you to a variety of places.
Yeah.
I think there was a time that you were in a morgue. You remember when you were in the morgue?
I don't remember the morgue.
That's a good one. And that's and funny. I think you went to like a ice inner tube slide place.
Yes,
that was a good one.
Yep.
You were with Andrew WK. You were with Guar.
Mm-hmm.
Never been in the sky.
Never been in the sky.
Never been up there. So, how was your week? Was your week good?
It was great.
Did you learn anything? Did you have any life experiences that you feel worthy of sharing with the rest of the class?
No. Just need to make sure Zachers don't get 28 yards today, and I'll be real good.
Are you right on the cusp of winning or losing?
Yeah.
Depending on that one guy?
Depending on the one guy.
I'm playing Travis this week, and
I got 14 more points before I beat you. I got two guys going.
Maple Chris Thompson Shade, just Shaders, whoever that guy is.
Who?
Well, you're fine. That's
Shaders.
That's Anchor.
That's Anchor. I think he's like 0-6.
Oh.
Yeah, he hasn't won a game yet. You're good.
Yeah. If you were the hex breaker for Anchor,
and he's relying on an eagle, that's pretty funny to me.
Oh, what do you say, Napier? Is there a way that I can get you on board with this vegan thing? Maybe you could try some vegan stuff.
No, who's vegan? You're a vegan?
No. Napier's he's really mad about the vegan stuff.
I mean,
don't be mad about it. I can understand you not wanting to try it.
Yeah.
But don't be, like, mad.
I wouldn't say
I'm mad that they're imitating meat. You're imitating meat while saying meat is bad. That's not correct.
You talking
That's
about, like, the black bean burgers doing. And the whatnot?
Yeah, like tofu burgers and tofurkies and all that other horse shit that they make.
Tofu in the shape of a chicken leg, and it's got the little barbecue sauce on it.
Exactly. Yeah, but at the same time, you're the same guy that will go to McDonald's and eat a fucking McRib, which is not made out of food at all.
No, it's made out of, like, somewhat pig product.
Like styrofoam and whatever they scrape up off the floor, and then they slather a bunch of shitty barbecue sauce on it.
Jack in the Box tacos are soy.
I'm not a fucking hypocrite because I was told it was meat and I'm eating it.
You can't make tacos out of soy.
That's what Jack in the Box does.
That guy's an asshole.
What a cunt.
You can eat them on Fridays during Lent. How do you like me now?
I can't. There's no Jack in the Box here.
Well, there you go.
Plenty more to discuss, guys. But let's go ahead and we're gonna.
I don't really have anything to talk about at all.
Travis, you just wait.
Yeah.
You just wait. I got lots.
All right. I'm excited.
I'll carry the mail, Travis. You just hang on.
We got a lot of people in the chat tonight too.
Mike, if somebody gave you a bacon sandwich and said. After you take a bite, like, yeah, this is a good bacon sandwich, and they say, hey, did you know that that's a tofu bacon sandwich? What would you say to that person?
If it's still delicious, it'll be delicious.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's nice and tasty.
Well, I mean, in that case, Napier, I would feel as though I was being deceived. Like, you know, they tried to pull a fast one. It'd be the same as, like, if you told me that I was eating... like a burger, and then like at the end they told me, hey, that wasn't even a burger, that was all
deer
testicles.
Yeah, testicles or something. Yeah, there's a deception there, Napier. But the vegans, they're going and they're buying the vegan thing and they're eating it, and they're not bothering anybody other than them saying, oh, this is vegan, I'm vegan, blah 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 blah. And being, you know, kind of annoying, but yeah, you're talking about like a deception, like them trying to pass something off as something off and then telling me after I've consumed it.
Yeah, you can't pose this hypothetical to Mike. He's the guy who thought that I was tricking him by using my old mic for 2 weeks when I've really had the new setup.
Why would you do that, Travis? See, looking back at it now, I feel like I was being a big goof. why would you do that, Travis? It doesn't even make sense.
It's like creating your own anxiety for no reason.
I do it constantly, and I don't know why. But like, not looking at it now, I can realize that the whole thing was just silly.
Is that a weight lift off your shoulders when that happens?
It makes me feel good, Trevor. It makes me feel, you know, kind of like maybe I need to work on my mental health.
Yeah, it's probably. I think we all need to take a minute to work on our mental health. Maybe a little meditation.
Just chill out a little bit and be like, you know, yeah. Hey, you know what? You know, if in your mind, you know, if you're in your mind, he sounds better than he probably does. And even if he doesn't, why would he lie? Doesn't make sense.
it wouldn't even be like a lie. It'd be like a stupid lie because it's not like I'm like, hey, Mike, I'm using this thing. I'm like, hey, I think I'm on this. How does it sound?
But
like, there's like no reason to deceive.
If like 4 weeks went by and then you said, hey, Mike, you know, I've been using my old mic the whole time and I fooled you, I'd be furious.
I would Mike, be, do you know how I'd to live with anxiety? Have you had anxiety for so long you don't know what to do without it?
That long con to begin.
I think maybe, Napier. Maybe it's just like it's just the way I can't focus on anything. Like I've tried to sit down and read I've read like the first three chapters of like 400 books and then like never gone back and finished them.
It's a real bummer to me that you haven't finished Brian's book, because I think you would really like that I sent you. It's very applicable to how things are rolling now.
No, the Brian's the Assault Rifles and Pedophiles.
Yeah.
I've stopped reading that and come back to reading it again and stopped and started and stopped. I think I have like four chapters left. I'm like most of the way through it.
So we can discuss it in 2019.
Yeah. You give me another couple of years, I'm going to finish those four chapters. But yeah, it is very good. Like there's a part in the middle that like I kind of got lost in, and then like I kind of came back to it. And yeah, I just need to finish it. And he has another one that I bought too. And then I guess I'll start that one. And then, you know, by the time we're both dead, I'll have finished that one.
Oh, perfect. Which one did you get? His second one or his first one? Did you get Freeze Tag on the Highway or Constant Suicide?
I don't know. I have one of them. I think he taped a flat drunk in it, which is kind of fun.
Why don't you just get books on tape? You can listen to it on your way to work.
I've tried to convince him to...
I listen to books on tape, like while I'm at work. Yeah, I do that all the time. But like actually sitting and reading a book, can't do it. But yeah, I mean, even like when I'm listening to a book on tape, I'm still like doing other things. So it's like, you know, that's just... on while I'm doing another thing. I couldn't like actually sit and listen to it and just like focus on it. I'd have to be doing like five other
things. The only time I can listen to a podcast without like being preoccupied is when I'm sitting on my riding lawnmower.
So why don't you just do that? I mean, it's not pretentious to listen to a book on tape.
Napier,
you're getting the same information.
You think vegan stuff is gross?
No, it's wrong. It's fucking wrong. Like, if you don't like something, let's say I hated ice cream. I hated ice cream. I hated everything about ice cream. I thought it was fucking horrifying to eat. It was wrong as, like, a natural thing. Like, people should not naturally eat ice cream. But then I go and I eat rainbow sherbet. But this other shit that's ice cream is fucking wrong. I would be a hypocritical son of a bitch. I would be a twat.
If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. MyBookie is the industry-leading website that hooks you up for all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of expertise, you can bet with confidence. Your team doesn't even have to win. They just need to cover the spread. What are you waiting for? Lay down some cash and win big today. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. Now's the time to get in on the action, because MyBookie is offering their 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. After Sunday, kiss it goodbye. So get it before it's too late. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus the last time this year. Use promo code WFOD to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play... you win, you get paid.
The punishment that has just begun will be expanded and continued when we return shortly with Act Two.
Like us, follow us, stalk us. We love the attention.
Hey, asshole, come get your breakfast.
Wise men say only fools call in, but we can't help but respond to your voicemail.
Hey, WFOD, just Liquid here, and after hearing Napier talk about his new recent love of mukbang, I thought I would call in with some audio mukbang for him. I have a toasted veggie sub from Subway here. It's got lettuce, pickles, onions, green pepper, you know, pizza sauce, mustard, all that nice stuff. And so I thought I'd get nice and close to the microphone here so Napier can listen to all of the mukbang goodness. So here we go. Yeah, the bread is nice and toasted. A little bit of a hard shell on top, but it's all soft inside. The lettuce still has a bit of crispness to it. The pickles are good. Not too many pickles. Just enough to give you a nice little squish. The green pepper and oregano I add to it is really nice, and the pizza sauce is really good when it's toasted, then. All in all, eh, it's not a bad sub at all. I definitely have it again. Very good, bub. What mukbang would be complete without a drink? So, I have a Coke Zero here, provided graciously by Coca-Cola Canada. Let's see how this is. Zero-calorie drink. Good. Very good. Nice and cold. Fresh from my cooler that has some cold packs around it, so very good. So it'll have one more bite here to help just show off this mukbang experience.
Dear listener, did you know we've been recording this program for almost 8 years of our lives? And after all these countless hours, I mean, we're on 326, so that's 13 full days just of shows you can hear. Plus all the time I've spent producing and writing bits, promoting it, booking guests, researching content. And here I am, after all that, playing 2 minutes of some moose fucker eating a foot long. You've given me a lot to think about. Thank you for calling.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
We'll be right back.
back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Drunk.
Sir.
They kicked that Harvey Weinstein fella out of the Academy.
The Screen Actors Guild.
It's not the Screen Actors Guild. It's the Academy of Motion Pictures and whatever.
Sure.
So I guess he can't vote. He doesn't
get... he's not going to get screeners anymore.
Doesn't get screeners anymore. But did you know...
Are you in the Academy?
...that in all these years and all the people that have done all the things, he is only the second person to ever be kicked out of the Academy.
Really?
Yes. Go ahead, drunk, ask me.
So who's the other person?
The first person to be kicked out of the Academy was in 2004. His name was Carmine Caridi.
And what did Carmine Caridi do?
He was copying movies. And he, actually, he wasn't copying movies. He was lending people his screeners. Carmine Caridi, he has an interesting story. Guy's 84 years old.
He is best known as the contractor from the Tom Hanks, Shelley Long movie, The Money Pit. as far as I'm concerned.
He was supposed to play James Caan's part in the Godfather movies.
Okay.
Francis Ford Coppola measured him for wardrobe. He cast him. He said, I want you, man. You're the guy. And then the studio pressured him and said, you know what? Let's get this Jimmy Caan in here. And so they recast Jimmy Caan in this guy's part. So you missed out on a big one there. That would have been a big one for him.
Shit, what did James Caan do after that?
So then Francis Ford Coppola, he felt bad, and he cast him in 2 and 3. He had small bit parts in the second two Godfather movies. He had a career. He did some things. He was in the Academy, and he got screeners in the mail. And he met this guy who would come to his house and help him fix his VCR. I don't know how many times you need your VCR fixed, but apparently this guy and him... They cooked up a bit of a friendship because this guy, you know, he's a nice guy. He's good with VCRs.
Right.
And he'd come over and he was really impressed that this Carmine fella, got screeners in the mail. He said, hey man, you think maybe, when you're done with these, like I could watch them? And Carmine's like, yeah, sure, no problem. And so as time went on, you know, this guy, he moved. And Carmine would end up mailing him the screeners. And this guy turned out to be this huge internet pirate that he met. And he put a bunch of Carmine screeners up on the internet. The movies that he got busted for were Something's Gotta Give, Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Big Fish.
Yeah.
And they found out it was him, and they said, hey, man, you're not supposed to share these fucking screeners. You're out. And they unanimously kicked him out. I don't think Harvey Weinstein was unanimously kicked out.
So,
I think he had a significant margin, but I don't think it was unanimous. So this guy was unanimously kicked out of the Academy.
Do you have to be in the industry to be in the Academy? Or?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But he's still part of SAG, and he still gets screeners. Just not from the Academy.
The moral of the story is don't get your VCR fixed. Just buy a new one.
Yeah, right.
You know, Travis... There's a bit that we do, Travis. And
you know what my favorite part about this handheld mic is I can lay on the floor of my comic book room and record this show with you.
You're just laying down, looking up at the ceiling?
You just lay down, look around. It's pretty great.
You're not going to fall asleep, are you?
No.
Does it give you like more time to reflect since you're not just staring at the computer screen? Like you can?
Yeah, it's more relaxing, I think. More in the zone.
Yeah. Napier.
What were you saying?
Napier likes it because he can play World of Tanks.
I'm not playing World of Tanks.
I couldn't do that. I only have one hand because I got hold this motherfucker.
Travis, there's a game that we play from time to time, and I know that it's one of your favorites. It was a recommendation from a listener, that Freeman fella.
I see what this is.
And he suggested to us that we play... America's favorite game show, the Coot or the Butt.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Aztec or Napier.
No, that is a great That is a great bit. Cooter the Butt is great.
And see, at first, I was very hesitant to play the Cooter the Butt because I just thought that it was beneath us.
Sure.
You know, it's
beneath humanity.
It's crass, Drunk.
It's so
crass,
bad.
The Cooter the Butt.
Yeah.
But the listeners, they demand it.
They demand it, huh?
They demand the Cooter the Butt.
Well, if the listeners demand it, well, we got to give it to them.
They love this game.
I don't know what's happening here, but I seem to be like the only one rebelling against this awful, awful game.
Travis, I don't like the game. I don't like it one bit. But the people, they demand it, Travis. They love the game. What am I going to do, Travis? If the people want the Cooter the Butt, we give them the Cooter the Butt, Travis. We
got to be careful, because otherwise...
Michelle's asking who actually calls a vagina a coot. My question to her would be, who doesn't call it a coot?
And now, back by popular demand, it's everyone's favorite game show, Coot or the Butt, with your host, Mike.
That's right, everyone. It's time for the Coot or the Butt. What I'm going to play is a sound, and I want you all to listen to it, and I want you to determine whether it came from a coot or whether it came for a butt.
Now let me put my headphones on for this.
Are you ready, Drunk?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the Coot or the Butt?
Yep.
This is America's favorite game show.
I'm not playing this game.
Travis, are you ready?
No, I'm taking a pass.
Napier, are you ready for the sound?
Goddamn yes.
Here it comes.
This is a very Napier game.
The people, they demand it, Drunk. My hands are tied here. I don't want to play the Coot or the Butt, but what am I going to do? The people, they like it. They like the Coot or the Butt.
About giving the people what they want, otherwise you end up with Transformers the Last Night.
Travis, here's the sound.
No.
Just listen to it and tell me if you think it came from a coot or whether it came from a butt.
Nope.
Do you need to hear it again, Travis?
I couldn't hear it the first time. I don't need to hear it a second
time. Okay, Travis,
I couldn't hear it.
Okay, you guys couldn't hear it? All right. Here it comes. I'm going to play it again. Here it comes. Now, Drunk, you heard it clearly, right?
I did.
Drunk.
I can't hear it.
Would you say...
I see what I've been going through. I can never hear stuff.
Would you say that came from the coot or the butt?
I think it came from the coot.
You think that was a coot?
I think it was a coot.
All right. Let's listen to it one more time. Let's see if Napier and Travis can hear it.
Oh, that's coot.
Oh, it sounds like the opening of a Ween song.
And the only reason I say coot is because of the way she laughed afterwards.
There was a little bit of a laugh. You don't think that's a fart laugh?
No, that was a coot
laugh. That's a coot laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds more like a horse sneezing. Oh, that's coot. 100% coot.
Travis, would you like to take a guess?
No.
Guys, you are correct. That was the coot. Congratulations. Yeah! High five.
High five. Very nice.
The people, they demand the game, Drunk. My hands are tied. You know, Laura put one of those deodorizer things in the toilet back in our master bathroom.
I swear to Christ, that sentence was going a different way.
I thought so, too.
Just listen to that. Laura.
Like one of the things that makes your water turn blue or whatever?
Well, it's a blue thing, but no, it doesn't change the color of the water. And it smells really bad. It's not a good scent at all.
Is it like a lavender? Or?
No. It doesn't seem like the type of scent that was meant to smell good.
Okay.
I don't know what this, maybe it disinfects, I don't know, but it stinks. It's gross. I don't like it. And like when I go to the bathroom in there, I hate the smell. The smell makes me really mad.
So why don't you go in your non-master bathroom?
Kick it out of there.
Just use your shitter fan.
And
you have a fan in your shitter, right?
And I hate the smell. I don't like it. And when I sit on the toilet in there, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I'm thinking, I hate this smell. But at the same time, like, you know, when I'm not in there.
Does it make you want to stand and bunch?
I think about the smell. I think about it. Yeah, there was a lot of people on social media this week that were really worked up about Travis being a standing buncher. That was like a big
fucking
thing.
The last thing I thought would be the takeaway from the last episode is everybody getting all up in my
business.
I know,
of all the things, Travis. That was a big point of contention with people.
I've been on their show for what, like 4 years now? And that is the first time I think I've ever gotten that kind of a backlash on social media.
Travis wipes his ass, he stands and he bunches. And people were not happy about it.
Right. I'm a sitting folder.
People were all over
You're
Travis.
You're a sitting
about
folder.
It.
I would say most are sitting folders.
I did get some people backing me up saying that they were also standing bunchers. So I guess it's not a complete loss because I found some brethren. We can create our own little club. You know, gave us a little name.
And Drunk, you'll really get a kick out of this. You know what Travis did? He had an ultimatum on Twitter where he
Oh, I saw that. I
he
saw
said that.
That
he's not going to answer any more questions
right.
about standing and punching.
And I'm not going to answer any more questions about my dresser room.
Or Fuck anything, you, right. really. I'll tell you something.
Hey, if you took a stand and said, I'm not talking about those extra fridges or dressers anymore, I'd respect your privacy.
Travis, if he took a stand, it would just make me want to know more about it. It would go the opposite way. There was a friend of mine in 2001, yeah. I want to say. We were at a Jack in the Box restaurant, and he ordered a ultimate cheeseburger at Jack in the Box.
Sure.
And he asked for it without ketchup and mustard. It was right around the time. See, if you guys remember, they used to make ultimate cheeseburgers. They had a boy band commercial, cheese, 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 meat, cheese, and that's it.
Yep.
And at a certain point, they started putting ketchup and mustard on it. And it doesn't need ketchup and mustard.
It's got mayo on it too, which, yeah, yeah. I'm out.
And, he asked for it without ketchup and mustard. And so they brought him his burger. And it not only still had ketchup and mustard on it, but it also had bacon. And he got really upset, and he removed the bacon and slammed it on the table. On the bare table, he slammed that bacon. He's like, I don't want fucking bacon! And he got up, and he went and yelled at the people, and he was really upset. And we could not understand for the life of us.
Do I know this person?
It was Chris Dick.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We could not understand for the life of us why he was mad at bacon to a point where for the next, how many years has it been? 16 years.
Yeah.
We constantly ask him.
What's wrong with bacon?
Why was he mad at bacon? We made Chris Dick is mad at bacon t-shirts. we make Chris feel bad.
Have you ever seen
about that fateful day that he got mad at bacon? Many years later. And all I'm saying
is, have you ever seen him eat bacon since? Or?
Oh, no, he's fine with bacon. He just didn't want bacon this day.
Gotcha.
But, you know, we still give him shit about it because he got mad at bacon once 15 years ago. You know, and all I'm saying is, I mean, it's been 7 days, and Travis dropped a real bombshell on us when he told us that not only does he stand up and mush his cheeks together and get the shit just everywhere, but he also bunches up his toilet paper. And, I mean, it's been 7 days, Travis.
There's no mushing happening here.
It's gonna take us some time to get over this, Travis. It's going to take us some time.
Well, fucking get over it now because it's over.
What do you mean there's no mushing? When you stand, your cheeks come to like a natural
No. Let me tell you, I've been doing this for 30 some odd years. I have it down. If there was mushing, there'd be a different technique happening. There's no mushing.
Those standing bunchers, man, I'll tell you.
It's a weird breed.
There's no way to not mush. Like, there's no way to not mush your shit.
How do you figure?
So
when you're sitting, Travis, when you're sitting.
I've said all I have to say about the subject. I will no longer be speaking of this.
So, when you're at a public toilet, do you have a different method, or?
I will no longer be speaking about this topic.
So, poop mush is when you, like, put your cheeks together, right?
That's his way of trying to get out of this conversation.
In honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've decided to bring our listeners back to the edge of the other world. I've scoured through hundreds of hours of interviews and read countless documents to break down a few of the most haunted places. This year, we travel again to the other side of this world, this time to experience the terrors of the Orient. I'll feature one of these spooky sites each week, and together we'll figure out what makes each of these locations so disturbing. We'll take the listeners on a tour of these devilish destinations so they don't have to experience the terror firsthand. Or I'll feature them so they can travel to one of these spooktacular sites at their own peril. This week, I bring you... Changi Beach in Singapore.
See, the thing about a bunch, Travis, is I feel like, you know, there's like a safety zone that you make sure that your fingers are covered. Like, you know, there's a barrier. And with a bunch, that is, there's a chance that you know, the bunch is hard to predict. You know what I'm saying? Because a bunch isn't consistent. See, a bunch is like a little ball, but, you know, it has ridges, and you might get poop on your fingers. Is what I'm saying, Travis. See, with a fold, your fingers, there's a consistent barrier.
Right, and you can give it the old the dig technique.
The old how do you do?
Yeah.
A little middle finger pokey.
Changi Beach in Singapore.
So why is Changi Beach haunted?
There are ghosts.
at Changi Beach.
Oh, I'm gonna die soon. I ain't even gonna make it to 50. Ain't that unfortunate?
Yeah, somebody posted the death clock. See, the death clock, they posted it in the chat, and during the break, Drunk looked at it and said he's gonna die. Wanna say you're gonna die, Drunk?
Oh, actually, I'm gonna make it to 55. So I'm gonna make.
Oh, they posted the death clock in the chat. What Sex in the City character are you, Drunk? Because that's about as accurate as the death clock.
Well, see, yeah. The death clock. I don't think the death clock is planning on Chinese space garbage falling on you. You know, I mean, there's variables here.
That's fair enough.
I'm probably gonna die in a car wreck. I can't focus on driving. I check my phone. I do all kinds of stuff. I do anything but pay attention to the road. I very rarely wear my seatbelt. I eat food. I bring snacks with me in the car. I mean, that's how I'm
Your car doesn't, like, make you wear your seatbelt?
Well, no, it makes a dong, dong, dong sound.
Yeah.
But I've ignored that for years.
Does it go away eventually, or?
Well, I think that, like, the sound has burned out.
Yeah, mine drives me crazy.
We know how Mike is going to die. Drunk, how do you think you're going to die? Did you say?
He's going to die at 55, it says, Travis.
Well, how do you think, what is your death? I want to go around the table and ask, like, how everybody feels, like, how they're going to die. Because I know how I'm going to die. I'm going to die of a self-induced heart attack brought on by my own panic and anxiety. I'm going to create a heart. My heart is going to stop based on my brain acting like an asshole. I truly feel that.
Yeah.
Drunk, what do you think?
If family history has anything to do with it, it'll probably be a heart attack or a stroke.
Yeah, I'm going heart attack for me.
Heart attack over there. So we got three heart attacks and a car wreck.
Yeah. It's probably going to be a car wreck for me.
Well, yeah, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you jackass.
I feel like
that's a good tagline for this show. Three heart attacks and a car wreck.
Yeah, but it says you're going to go when you're 55, and when it said it, Drunk looked it up, and it gave a date. It said April 25th, 2039 is the day that Drunk is going to die. You know what Drunk's response to that was, Travis?
Well,
I have to imagine it was something to do with marijuana.
Well, at least I'll get one more 420 in.
That's what he said.
Actually.
At least I'll have 420 that year.
Pretty close to Dippin' Dots being the ice cream of the future as well.
Indeed.
Is there a year for that?
I can't recall. I think it was established.
See, but then, you know, when that happens, then Dippin' Dots will not be the ice cream of the future. It'll be the ice cream of the present.
Present. Like, it's now the ice cream that you wanted.
Right. It'll just be ice cream.
I think we've learned something here tonight.
I think we've learned quite a bit. Quite a bit. Me and Laura watched the British version of The X Factor. Drunk.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of these singing shows. I hate all the singing shows. And I feel like, you know, we get started on the singing shows and we never make it through it. Like, I think we've started The Voice a bunch of times and we've got like a couple of weeks into The Voice and we're like, I'm done with The Voice.
Yeah.
But we usually watch the British.
Are you saying you don't like Jennifer Hudson this year?
I don't, we haven't watched, we watch it very rarely.
Yeah.
We haven't watched it this year. I think we watched it the first year that Gwen Stefani was on it.
It's kind of like American Idol where you go to watch the train wrecks and then after the good people are all in.
Right, yeah.
Stop watching.
But see, the X Factor is garbage now. It used to be kind of fun. We used to like watching the British people with their fun accents. But
right.
See, what they do now is the people that they like, the people that they want you to like, they like pre-record their auditions in like a studio,
mm-hmm.
So that they play like a music video. It isn't like their raw audition. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And you can tell because they add a lot of reverb to them and a lot of production to it. You know me with my keen ear. You know,
absolutely.
I know the tricks, drunk. I know the tricks, and it's like, you know, I want to hear somebody go in there and audition, and I want to hear what they actually sound like. I don't want this studio magic bullshit. And so I'm mad at the X Factor. And I wanted to expose them, Travis. I wanted to use my platform for good. So if you're a fan of the British X Factor,
Stop it
because it's fake news. You know, they already know who they want you to like. They already know who they want the winners to be. The game apple, is rigged.
That apple truly is a banana.
What?
Why? Oh, you didn't see that weird CNN promo. Never mind.
What are you talking about?
There's a CNN promo right now that they put. It's like a little bumper, like a 30-second bumper. They show you a picture of an apple, and it says, "This is an apple." So somebody might tell you this is a banana, but it's not a banana. It's an apple. And they might tweet in all caps that it's a banana, but you can look at it and see it's an apple. CNN, facts first.
That's the ad?
Yeah. It's trying to say, we're not fake news. We're telling you this is an apple because it's an apple.
They're saying Fox News lies to you.
So they're saying your president is trying to mislead you and tell you everything is fake because it makes him look bad.
But we're real news.
And like we're showing instance, you that this apple is an apple. Right, right. We report on the hard-hitting news. Apple grow on tree.
Napier, do you have any hard-hitting news?
What kind of news would you like? Would you like to know that vegans are bullshit? I can tell you that.
We couldn't help them, Mike.
let me ask you this. Apples, in fact, apples?
I guess it depends on what the apple is.
Well,
explain.
If it's an Apple computer, no, there are no real apples made in the Apple computer. They lied to you.
Do you have a pick of the week, maybe? Something you want the people to know? Travis, you have like a pick of the week, Travis?
Travis's pick of the week for the week would be the motion picture Boys in the Trees, now streaming on Netflix in the United States. It was a movie that I had never heard of before. I watched it Saturday night. It began as a motion picture about a guy running with a bunch of douchebag skaters who you automatically hate, who pick on this one kid, and you find out that this douchebag skater guy used to be friends with this kid long ago, and the story unfolds in like the most perfect way and plays out like a modern urban legend. I highly recommend Boys in the Trees. It sucker punched me towards the end. I actually had tears in my eyes at one point where I actually couldn't believe it, like they got me like they did. It also sports a sweet mid to late 90s soundtrack, but some of these songs that you know by heart are done in different ways. It is an amazing movie, and it's perfect for Halloween. Watch Boys in the Trees.
So he was a skater boy.
Did he say see you later, boy?
He wasn't a skater boy. He said see you later, boy, first, and then he became a skater boy.
So he said see you later, boy, before he became a skater boy?
That's right. He said see you later, boy, and then he started being a skater boy with these other skater boys.
He wasn't good enough.
They also all have British accents, so don't be alarmed when you start it and hear people speaking in weird tongues.
Fucking Anchor beat me, dude.
You killed his losing streak?
I did.
It had to end eventually. Yeah. You're the Hex Breaker, drunk.
Good.
Well, Mike beat me, bully so. For him.
And I beat Travis.
I was undefeated for 5 weeks and now lost two in a row.
Napier, do you have like what you'd say like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Napier?
Everybody should go out and buy Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's really peddling the mainstream here, Napier, the last two fucking weeks. Like, hey, see Thor, you know that movie that everybody's gonna see? And this week it's like, hey, see that Spider-Man Homecoming that 35 billion people saw in the theater?
If you missed it once, don't miss it again.
Hey, and my pick of the week for a beverage is water. Drink it. It helps you be alive.
Oh, who the fuck drinks water?
Drunk. Would you
say you have? I guarantee you there are more people that saw Spider-Man Homecoming than will drink tap water tomorrow.
And that's something that's wrong with our society.
All right, my pick of the week is Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future. Go get yourself.
Tits.
If you save it, you'll be rich. That's
but don't sell Dippin' Dots at grocery stores. You can only get them at specialty markets like at events and stuff.
Like if you have a Six Flags next to you,
they require a freezer.
That's why it's not the ice cream of the future yet, because we don't have that technology to get them at the grocery store.
Right. Once that happens. What I'm saying?
They do sell Dippin' Dots branded ice cream snacks, but it's not the Dippin' Dots that you would find at your local amusement park.
So they're fucking worthless.
Yeah, it's not Dippin' Dots.
You
so
think
don't
you
bother.
Like put them on a stick and then like sell them in the popsicle aisle or something? But...
You'd think. Guys, like big show next week. Big show.
We didn't get to Mike's pick of the week this week.
We just ran out of time, Travis. There wasn't enough time.
Maybe next week. Maybe
I'll tell you what. I'm liking these Bud Light Limes, Travis. I like a Bud Light Lime.
I miss the Miller Chill.
Yeah, it's not a Miller Chill. It's not as good as a Miller Chill. It's all right.
Are they as good as Lime Maritas?
Oh, gross. Those are sick.
Guys, we'll be back next week. Thanks for hanging out. Good turnout in chat. We appreciate all of you. You folks that download, we appreciate you too. You're all good people. God bless you.
Drink Zima. Well, that's my mama.
They can't hold me back now no more. I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say, I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
You ought to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're
baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Sorry. Thank you for listening. Join us live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. Listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFODix. Give us a call at 636-487-HAND or email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Be back next week, motherfucker.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck. I have changed.